Let's talk. What I'd like you to do is teach us a little bit today on this episode. And my goal, I have notes here because you're so important. I didn't want to miss anything. And you talk a lot about how everything that happens, we have ways that we can either think of it that help us, or we can think of it in ways that cause us to break down. And all of those things are around this notion of we really, as we can say, as business owners or professionals, or even just as people, we always got to be engaged in growth and mindset shifts. Like the example I just gave, I wasn't calling anybody. And you're saying, hey, there's four things and I wasn't doing all four. And so I had to make a mindset shift, not knowing that you're right or not, but I had to make a mindset shift to do it. And so what are some ways that you just, in this little teaching section, how would you start, and how would you start to go through when somebody asks that question? Where would you take them? What's the story you would tell them, the tale you'd take them on?
There's five different things that I suggest that you do. And the first would be one that most people can't answer, and it's knowing what you want in a direction, a divine direction of where you think you want to be according to the circumstances of today. And so what do you want personally today? What do you want experientially today? What do you want giving-wise, value, productivity-wise today? And the hardest of all, what do you want to receive? Because most people don't feel worthy. They live in a zero-sum game. They think if they receive that somebody else is going to be shorted. And so understanding each day first, what is it that I want according to the circumstances of today, allows us to make one important mindset shift, that I give meaning to everything that I see, meaning that everything I see today is based on the past. And if I'm not aligning the failures, successes, mistakes, voids, shortages, and obstacles of my past with my divine direction of where I want to be or think that I want to be or better, then I'm limiting myself. And so according to the 24 hours of today, and by the way, that's God's guarantee, not mine. It's the only common denominator of all human beings, is if I tell you that this interview is going to end in 20 minutes, everyone on earth will know exactly when this interview is going to end. That's the only certainty that as human beings we have. Because if I tell you, hey, Paul, I'll call you when I'm hungry, you have no idea. Nobody will know when I'm calling. And so I use the circumstances of today, align the meaning of the past with where I want to be or better. That's number one.
That's
know
perfect.
Your what.
In that one, you said an item there, we have to receive or know what we want to receive. I want you to spend 60 seconds on that, because I would raise my hand and say, I'm not good at that one because I just do, and I'm not sitting around receiving.
Yeah, well, too many people believe the lie. Well, it's not a lie. There's too many steps between the more you give, the more you receive. They think receiving is automatic. No, most people live in a zero-sum game. In fact, the nicest, most generous, kindest people, the first responders, the teachers, the moms, all of the people that we look up to with their generosity, they give more and always receive less. Now, I'm not an Einstein when it comes to math, but I know if I give more and I receive less, that eventually I'm going to have zero. And so I instill wisdom and faith that I'm going to give more. I'm going to elevate my awareness to what I'm given. I'm then going to receive more. And then I'm going to even ask, like you said, on the phone, in person, via email and social media, I'm going to ask for more than more. So while most people that are generous, kind, and abundant end up with zero, when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be giving more than more, being given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more.
So that's really a great point. You're not saying that the more you give, the more you receive if you do nothing.
Right.
That's the part that we miss.
Yeah, you need gratitude and forgiveness to elevate your awareness to all you're given. And a lot of times, you know, faith is instilled because faith is going forward when there's no evidence that we're going to get to where we want to be or better. But I think faith is even bigger than that. I think faith is when the evidence is contrary to where we want to be or better, that we have faith we'll still get there. So when I lost everything in 2008, over $100 million, I had faith that that was going to protect, promote, and perfect me so I could get to where I wanted to be, but it wasn't punishment. And so that's the very first step.
Yeah,
the second, second step, Paul, is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And that's know your who. You see, I've trained millions of people in sales, all type of complex sales, solution selling, spin selling, all types of consultative sales, open-ended question. It's not. It's very simple. You want to get to where you want to be? There's only two ways to do it. One, find someone that sits in a situation you want to be in and ask them for directions, ask them for help. The second way, know your who, help somebody else get to where they want to be. It'll get you to where you want to be even faster. So step two is really simple. It's finding someone that's either in a position that you want to be or better, or you're that person to help someone else get to where they want to be or better. Guaranteed formula to get to where you want to be or better, changing your mindset.
That one sort of builds on that first one, because if we don't know that you got to do something to receive, you'd never be able to do the first one of those two items, which is ask somebody for help.
Absolutely. People ask me, how did you lose over $100 million? People ask me what great advice I would give to my 18-year-old self. I turned 57 on January 11th, Saturday. 17, 27, 37, 47, now I'm 57. My biggest piece of advice, if you're in that age range, because that's the only thing I can speak to, ask for help. That's how I lost everything. I wasn't humble. I thought humility was not asking for help. It's the exact opposite. Ask for help.
Perfect.
Number three, know your how. Now, this one deals with understanding the certainty of time and the infinite time as well. What do I mean by that? So I told you 24 hours is a certainty every day, except for the last day of your life. You'll be cheated seconds, minutes, or hours. But besides the last day of your life, God's guarantee is 24 hours a day. So I take the circumstantial evidence of the day, the uncertainty of each day, and I turn it into certainty. So one, I work within the certainty of 24 hours to know how I'm going to get stuff done today in alignment with where I want to be or better, aligning the meaning of my past to help me out as well, making sure I'm not interfering with it. But I break the 24 hours down into non-negotiable time and negotiable time. See, non-negotiable time says no matter what the circumstances of today are, the weathers, the fires, the flat tires, the good luck, the bad luck, no matter what the circumstances of the day, I'm going to spend a minimum amount of time intentionally with the behaviors aligned with where I want to be or better to progress to where I want to be or better. Remember, good behavior creates good progress, but good progress is where you want to be or better, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not where other people want you to be. Bad behavior interferes with it. So I have non-negotiable behavior starting with my sleep. No matter what happens today, I'm going to sleep a minimum of 7 hours a day. And I have a sleep coach from knowing my who, right? One of the world's greatest renowned sleep people helps me get to where I want to be or better for recovery and access of information. 7 hours a day minimum. Then I have about 3 hours a day of other non-negotiable behavior according to my health, my family, my finance, my faith, the study of time, and other relativity that I study. So now I have 10 hours of my day, no matter what happens today, that I am non-negotiably going to create that activity. That leaves 14 hours a day of knowing my how to prioritize the activities of awake time, 14 hours of awake time, towards the circumstances of the day. So now it's a matter of understanding what's important to me according to where I want to be and give the right meaning to the past to align with it as well. So step three, know your non-negotiable behavior according to the 24 hours of each and every day aligned with where you want to be or better. 90% of all your success will come from non-negotiable behavior. Only 10% will come from the variant behavior that is circumstantial in its nature.
That's a really interesting statement. I'd love to see a study on that, but that's really interesting. And
remember, 99% of all statistics are made up. That's my favorite statistic.
Yes. Now, that one there, number three, builds on number two, because a lot of those things people won't know and they need to ask for help to figure it out.
So true. And in fact, you'll see how one, two, and three really build on number four. Number four, know your now. See, 100%, and this is a true statistic, 100% of the things you do now get done. I know that to
That's
be true.
That's the 1%.
Exactly. There we go. So 100%, if you know your now, you need to know what's important to you. And in order to determine what's important to you, you got to know your what, know your who, and know your how. Then you'll know, according to the circumstances of the day, what's important to you. And you can prioritize your day. You see, prioritization is the antidote that really gets in the way of most people, especially entrepreneurs. They feel overwhelmed and they procrastinate. These are two really bad things about entrepreneurs. They are interfering with your success. It is impossible. If you know your now and you do it now, and you know your next and you do that now, next, 100% of those things, it's impossible to feel overwhelmed and it's impossible to procrastinate if you know your now and do it now. And so number four is an accumulation of knowing your what, your who, and your how. That's what allows you to prioritize your now and do it now when you prioritize it.
And that's how we use our 14 hours.
Correct. Exactly. The 14 hours of negotiable behavior according to the circumstances of the day. You've already pre-prioritized the majority of the importance in the non-negotiable behavior, which is non-circumstantial. No matter what happens, you're going to get the non-negotiables done. Now you got to choose according to the circumstances by doing it now. Perfect. Finally, step number five. Oh, you have a comment?
No, perfect. Number five.
Right. And number five.
And I want to go through this because I want to talk about the other thing that you're very excited about, and I want to give you a chance to talk about that.
Awesome. Apply your why is number five. So many people are in search of their why. They're in search of the meaning of life. I tell everyone, you already know your why. You're connected to and through it. You already know the meaning. You're in search of feeling alive. And when we apply our why, we feel alive. So how do we do it? Well, we have to understand that fear is omnipresent. And you can spend, like I have, millions of dollars in therapy, personal development, trying to figure out the trauma and the impact of the trauma and the fear that we have. I've given up. I found an easier way to do it because I apply my why. I'm not in search of getting more happy, search of getting more healthy, more wealthy, more worthy. I am. I am happy. I am healthy. I am worthy. I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? And what I found to apply our why is we have to believe in something bigger than us. I don't care what religion, spirituality, philosophies, or theories you believe in. Just simply believe in something bigger than you that's omniscient, all-powerful, and all-knowing, that loves you more than your mom. So everything that happens is one of protection, promotion, love, and perfection. So what we need to do is actually easy because it's instant and obvious. It's identify how we react to fear. So do you have a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, worried? It's pretty easy to know when you're worried or angry or frustrated. So instead of trying to resist it, go over it, under it, through it, around it, out-logic it, what I want you to do is know every time my mind, body, and soul are on fire, I'm going to stop, breathe through my nose, out through my mouth, drop, remind, remember, and recollect with that source that's bigger than me, and then roll back into the right direction, the divine direction. Make that detour a divine detour by knowing your what, knowing your who, knowing your how, and knowing your now, and continue to spend the majority of the 24 hours each day applying our why. Shorten the distance of resistance that you're creating in your life in an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought. Use wisdom and faith to give the 1-2 punch to be where you want to be or better. That's the five different practices that I'd love people to utilize and share in order to get to where they want to be or better. And if they want those with my book, all your audience, just email me. I'll send it to them for free. Sign a book, send it to them, pay for shipping. David@dmeltzer.com. Get the five daily practices, get my book. I promise at least I'll be able to assist you to get to where you want to be or better.
So that's a great description of those five things. And that, just connect that now. That's how we continue to make those mental mind, those mindset shifts to go day to day to day and do the right things. I have two words that I think of, or two principles. One, dispassion. We got to stop being driven by all these crazy emotions inside of us. And two, we think all we want, but we got to do, and then the thoughts will come after. So
absolutely,
those two principles there. All right. That's great. That's outstanding. That's a little clip that just lays out what it is that you're doing. But now enough of me talking to get to the next spot. Napoleon Hill, you had a, I don't know if it was a grand opening or a birthday bash, or it was maybe a variety of things. Just talk to us about all of that, because I think you're in a new role there and you're excited about it.
Extremely, probably the most exciting thing for my mission and my legacy. Think and Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil, How to Sell Through Life, Napoleon Hill's content from the 1920s on that has been created has had the most impact on my mindset, my heart set, and my handset. He was, to me, the seminal personal development person who all of the great leaders of today have learned from, or the leaders that they learned from, learned from. And so when I was asked to be the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, which was created on January 11th, 1958, and I found out after I accepted the nomination as chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, my birthday, January 11th, 1968, and now W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill created the Institute in 58. On January 11th, 2025, we launched Napoleon Hill Institute 2.0, which has a both all to carry on the laws of success and all the great works of Napoleon Hill, but to do it in today's mediums, like you said, not just in the hardback books, or actually it was all created originally on a typewriter and manuscripts. And so today we're going to utilize great technology to facilitate the amplification of the greatest works in mindset, heartset, and handset for personal and professional development. Napoleon Hill was before his time. And we want the whole world that's now connected to share in it. So we're going to be opening virtual and brick and mortar institutes around the world in order to facilitate all the great work of Napoleon Hill.
That sounds like a great thing. I know I was on the birthday bash this past Saturday. Did they ever have the cake, or was that just a...
They did it in New York City, and I did it here in Newport Beach. So yeah, we celebrated. You can see the pictures online. So we had a coast-to-coast celebration. I'm a one bite. You might know this. Once you're over 50, one bite of cake is enough. Just looking at the cake, you seem to gain weight. So I've learned control of emotion, as Napoleon Hill says, is one of the two control things we need in life.
That's exactly right. And once you're a certain age, like you used to eat, doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't. And that's the one thing when your dad tells you, oh, you'll wait someday, you'll actually be able to gain weight. And you're 30 years old going, I can't gain weight. I'm skinny. I want to gain weight. And it's like, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Now tell people the whole Napoleon thing. Hill sounds great. Somebody's listening and says, I want to do something about what Dave just said. What do they do?
Well, the best thing to do is to email me directly. I'm blessed. As you know, one of the four ways that I get in contact and stay accessible. The best way, I'm very quick with david@dmeltzer.com. My email, same place to get the books and the guides for free from me, david@dmeltzer.com. Let me know how you'd like to get involved, where you are around the world. And we have a place for everyone. And so please reach out. There's enough of Napoleon Hill to share with everyone. And we're looking for great people that are inspired to help amplify the great works of Napoleon Hill.
Dave, final words from you, and we'll bring it to a close.
Always my final words are to be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. I appreciate everyone.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much for joining. Folks, thank you for watching all the episodes of Leveraging Your Voice.